USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The FDA is blocking a state from using alternate COVID-19 fighting drugs. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly without any notice or clinical data.
The federal trial in the Minnesota killing of George Floyd is in its third day. Three former Minneapolis police officers are accused of not providing medical help or stopping Floyd's 2020 arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
David Ortiz will be a Baseball Hall of Famer, while Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens will not. Ortiz was announced into the National Baseball Hall of Fame's 2022 class Tuesday.
It's a wonderful honor to be able to get in. On my first rodeo is something that is very special to me.
Ortiz was part of the curse-breaking 2004 Boston Red Sox team that won the World Series for the first time in over 85 years.
David Ortiz got in because he was a great player and a big personality, and that is a winning combination in Hall of Fame voting.
On Saturday, a suspected human smuggling boat with more than three dozen illegal immigrants capsized off the coast of Florida. Captain Joanne Burdain with the U.S. Coast Guard gives an update.
We do suspect that that this is a case of human smuggling. This event occurred in a normal route for human smuggling from the Bahamas into the southeast U.S. Homeland Security Investigations is leading the investigation of the facts and backgrounds into that component of this case.
After days of searching, 38 people are still unaccounted for and one body was recovered. Today is the two-year anniversary of the helicopter crash that took the lives of basketball star Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.